ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ। ਬੇਸਮਾਰ ਅਥਾਹ ਅਗਨਤ ਅਤੋਲੈ, ਜਿਉਂ ਬੁਲਾਵ ਹੋ ਤਿਉਂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦਾਸ ਬੋਲੇ। ਮੂੰਹ ਕੁਚਰੇ ਸ਼ਾਸਤਰ ਖੱਟ, ਪਿੰਗ ਗਿਰਨ ਚੜ ਜਾਏ। ਅੰਧ ਲਖੈ ਬਦਰੋ ਸੁਨੇ, ਜੋ ਕਾਲ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਕਰਾਏ। ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ। ਕਾਮ ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਪਰੇ ਹਮ ਅਪਰਾਧੀ, ਕਿਆ ਮੋਹ ਲੈ ਬੋਲੇ। ਨਾ ਹਮ ਗੁਣ ਨਾ ਸੇਵਾ ਸਾਦੀ, ਹਮ ਕਾਮੀ ਕ੍ਰੋਧੀ ਅਤ ਕੁੜਿਆਰੇ। ਤੁਮਹੀ ਠਾਕੁਰ ਬਖਸ਼ਣ ਹਾਰੇ, ਤੁਮਹੀ ਠਾਕੁਰ ਬਖਸ਼ਣ ਹਾਰੇ। ਤਨ ਤਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀਓ। ਸੋ ਫਸਟ ਆਈ ਵਾਂਟ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਆਫ, ਐਂਡ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਹੈ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੱਗੇ, ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਐਨੀ ਚਾਈਲਡ ਇਜ਼ ਆਮ ਡਿਸਟਰੈਕਟਿੰਗ ਐਨੀਬਰੀ, ਸਾਧਸੰਗ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਕਿਰਪਾਲਤਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਟ੍ਰਾਈ ਟੂ ਕੁਆਇਟ ਦ ਚਾਈਲਡ। ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਮੇਕ ਅ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਟੂ ਮੂਵ ਦ ਕਿਡਸ ਅਪ, ਬਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਆਲਰੇਡੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ, ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਡੋਂਟ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਟੇਕ ਟੂ ਮੱਚ। ਪ੍ਰੈਜੈਂਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਵਾਸ ਮੇਡ ਆਊਟ, ਸੋ 40 ਮਿੰਟ ਹੋਏ, ਵੁੱਡ ਬੀ 40 ਮਿੰਟਸ, ਬਟ ਨਾਓ ਇਟਸ ਬੀਨ ਬ੍ਰਾਟ ਡਾਊਨ ਅ ਲਿਟਲ ਬਿਟ, ਸੋ ਆਈ ਮਾਈਟ ਬੀ ਸਕਿਪਿੰਗ ਸਲਾਈਡਸ, ਸੋ ਮਾਫ ਕਰਨਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ। ਵਟ ਆਈ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਆਫ ਬਾਏ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ, ਆਮ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਔਨ ਦਿਸ ਸਟੇਜ ਕਥਿਆ ਵਾਚਕ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਆ, ਕਈ ਉਹ ਵਿਦਵਾਨ ਸੱਜਣ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ ਦੈਟ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਸੈਟ ਹੀਅਰ ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਪ੍ਰੀਵੀਅਸ ਪੜ੍ਹਾਈ ਕੀਤੀ ਆ, ਦੇਵ ਗੋਨ ਟੂ ਗੁਰਮਤ ਸਕੂਲਸ, ਦੇਵ ਲਰਨਡ ਰੈਡ ਟੀਕੇਸ, ਐਂਡ ਸਮਟਾਈਮਸ ਇਹ ਜੇ ਵਿਦਵਾਨ ਸੱਜਣ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਦੈਟ ਪੀਪਲ ਆਰ ਇਨਕਲਾਈਨ ਟੂ ਕਾਲ ਹਿਮ ਟੂ ਦੇਅਰ ਹੋਮਸ, ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਕਾਲ ਹਿਮ ਟੂ ਦੇਅਰ ਹੋਮਸ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਦੇ ਗੈਦਰ ਕਿਡਸ ਟੁਗੈਦਰ, ਵਦਰ ਈਵਨ ਇਫ ਇਟਸ ਕਿਡਸ, ਸਮਟਾਈਮਸ ਇਟਸ ਪੇਰੈਂਟਸ, ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗ ਹਿਮ ਆਲ ਟੁਗੈਦਰ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਦੇ ਆਸਕ ਕੁਐਸਚਨਸ ਟੂ ਦੈਟ ਵਿਦਵਾਨ। ਨਾ ਇੱਕ ਸਮਾਂ ਹੋਇਆ, ਦੇਰ ਵਾਜ਼ ਵਨ ਟਾਈਮ, ਦ ਸੇਮ ਸਿਨੇਰੀਓ ਹੈਪਨਡ, ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਦਿਸ ਵਨ ਵਿਦਵਾਨ ਦੈਟ ਦੇ ਬ੍ਰਾਟ ਟੂ ਅ ਸਰਟਨ ਸਮਬਡੀਜ਼ ਹਾਊਸ, everybody asked questions, everybody thought their question was hardest one, they don't know the answer, and a lot of other people were sitting in the sangat that felt the same way. Then there was a little child that was sitting in the sangat, they ode manch bhi phureya main bhi kuch puchha, he thought in his head that I ask a question too, everybody wants to hear, it's a little child, and what does he want to say? He goes up to the vidwan, the kathaya vachak, and he says, mainu tusi dass sakde ha main kaun ha? He asks, can you tell me who I am? And everybody starts laughing, but not the vidwan. O kathaya vachak nahi hasya, he sees that at a small age this child has gone past the fact that I have a name, and then there's more to that name. Satsang ji, ਦੇਖੋ ਆਪਾਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਇਸ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਵੀ ਆਲ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਬਿਗਿਨਿੰਗ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਨੋ ਨੇਮ, ਵੀ ਕਮ ਵਿਥ ਨੋ ਨੇਮ, ਵੀ ਆਰ ਗਿਵਨ ਅ ਨੇਮ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਰੈਕਗਨਾਈਜ਼ਡ ਬਾਏ ਦੈਟ ਨੇਮ, ਐਂਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੈਟ ਪੁਆਇੰਟ ਆਪਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਹ ਅਭਿਮਾਨ ਹੋਣ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦਾ, ਆਪਾਂ ਭਾਵ ਫੋਣ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਵੀ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਥਿੰਕਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਬਾਡੀ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਹੂ ਆਈ ਐਮ, ਬਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੇਅਰ ਇਜ਼ ਮੋਰ. So this presentation is about soul searching, and gal hai ki we're all travelers here, travelers, and it's a journey that each of us have made to this point. Das ne benti kiti si pehla jadon bolya si, I said that there are four yugs, four eras, but I forgot to mention one detail. This is the hardest era. In this era, which is called Kal Yug, from the name alone, you can start to recognize Kali Jug, the black era. And Saryanu, everybody sitting here, has received the blessing of getting a human life. Manuk De, in what era? The black era. And Asadivar Mahaji says that Kal Jug Rath Agan Ka Kood Age Rathvao. He gives an analogy of what is driving this yug, so you guys get to understand what's happening with this era, what's driving, what's the news that comes out on papers. You can all translate it to this one line. And I'm not reciting any of the other yugs because this is the one that's pertaining to us right now. Kal yug rath agan ka kood age rathvao, rath means chariot. In this In this area, there's a charioteer, the person driving the chariot, the person controlling the chariot. And then there's the there's something pushing the chariot. What's pushing the chariot? Kaljuk rath agan ka. It's fire. Fire is driving this chariot. What's fire? It's Trishna. Guys, main dawa nahi karda ye artha kalli. Guru Maharaj ji agmagad bodha. There's a lot of translations you come up with. But bear with me here. Trishna kiya. Your body has sensory organs. Those sensory organs tell you, I want to be satisfied. So what do? With your eyes, you look to the opposite gender. With your mouth, you feed it over and over again, thinking you're going to get satisfied one of these days with these meals. You guys understand the point that I'm getting at. It trishna lagi vi hai, but we're satisfying it with the wrong things. This is the wrong food. This is not our soul food. See, when you have to discuss soul food, pehla atma di vichar karni pendi hai. What is the atma? So from there, Jimeaha, this nice little photo shows. I mean, it's artist rendition. It's not exactly how it happens, but tode vaste, tode akhan de mure, so we can control these eyes sitting in sangat, that ek onkar ek aduti parmatma, that is away from duality. And Maharaj is alone who fits into one category. We fit into many categories. If I say I'm a human, then all you guys will say you're a human. If there's a male, it's a male. We fit into a lot of categories. People who live on earth or Canadians, a lot of categories. Maharaj, nobody fits into Maharaj's category. He's a supreme being. Forna kita, he had a thought and this universe was created. Kita pasau eko kavao, with what? Oankar. Oankar ucharya. Now that Oankar is what we have to reunite with in order to get back to him. That ik is the path. Maharaj is nirgun, that's zero. Nirgun srupi, he doesn't have akar, he doesn't have a body. But kita pasau eko kavao, sargun srup ho gaya. Now he's created this universe. In that, you have to travel up to the Nirgun Srup, Nirankar Srup, the one without any form. Sachkhand Vasa Nirankar. So soul searching, ek question on the, ek prashan on the. Bhagat Kabir ji says this in Gurbani. So anyways, question Bhagat Kabir ji ne puchya. Vaheguru, ea mandir, meh kaun basai? Ea mandir, this body, this temple, who's residing in it? Who's controlling it? Where is it getting the power from? And in that same shabd, he answers, from this we figure out what is the soul. And Bhagat Kabir ji says, Kaho Kabir, eh Ram ki ans. Ans means hissa or pag, a part. Something sitting in here that is a part of God. And that's what we're calling this Atma. Now, moving along. Why can't we see the soul? Atma kyun nahi apne nazar de vich aundi? Janam janam ki is man ko mal lagi kala hua siyaho. Kala hoga siyao. Inside we're so much filled with filth. And what is this filth? It comes with those five vices we call kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, hankar. Guys, if I say we're passing through lives and we're travelers and we've come to this kaljug and we received a body, it doesn't only mean that we're only in a human body. We've traveled up a chain of 8.4 million life cycles. Now the question is that if you have a ladder with a lot of steps on it, let's say 8.4 million, you have reached the final step. Do you climb that step or do you get down? The problem lies in this. Ek vichadna, ek visarna. Look, apa sare vichade ve hain Paramatma to. We've all been separated from God. But you know what the biggest problem is? We've forgotten God. Visar gaya. When you forget God, then you don't know why you're even here. Now you don't even care about what Sangat is, what Saad Sangat means, and why you come to Saad Sangat. Kis cheez le prapti karni hai, kaade na ladna. And what's inside lying in you, and why can't you see God? You're all blinded from that fact. And onu appa agyan kenne. Janam janam ki is man ko mal lagi kala hoa syao. Now the path to realization. Maharaji says in Sanskriti this slok mahalla pehla. Atman sri basudevas je koi janas pev. Look, that Atma, Basudev, the one who's residing inside of you, God, jehde tode hirde vich vasya hoya, Paramatma, O Gurudev Pita, that part of him is that soul that we're talking about. Je koi janas pev, and in those people, if only you could realize the secret. There's a secret in this. And it's, what is the secret covered up by? What I mentioned in the previous pankti, kala hua syaho. Destani, we close our eyes, all we see is hanera. And we follow that hanera. And what's caused that black kalak to pile up inside of us are those vices. Kaam, lust, growth, anger, lobe, is greed, moh, attachment, and the king of all of them, ego. Ego, hankar. Hanji. Now, what is the way to realize this secret? Marji dasdeya, Nanak khoj laho kar apna har atma ram nam paya. Marji tan, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji explains to us this, in this home, this car, this body, you can find God through what? From what? Ram nam paya. Paramatma de na rahi pa sakdeya. Je tyana japonge, and je artha samet, you can realize, because you are washing that kalak off you. Anji. So there's a picture here that I found. That again, it's an illustration. It's an artist's rendition. Doesn't mean exactly this is how it happens, but bear with me. So we come into this world. Mata di garb de vich. We hang upside down. Sitting in 37 degrees, 36 to 37 degrees Celsius temperature. Mata di agan de vich. Mata di garb de vich. And in that womb, upside down. Paran kari jane after those 6 months have passed and you have limbs now. And that jyot is sitting inside of you. And you're saying to yourself that once I come into this world, I wrote my death before I came into this world. Marne lakhai mandal mein aaye. Now, I'm going to come into this world and Maharaji sirf tuhaada hi naam japunga. Tuhaade na ped ho junga and is janam de vich. And that's the one thing that holds our life. Jinnan di utthe live shudgi, they pass away. It's called miscarriage. But those that hang on, and each of you guys did and Das did too. We come into this world, kaade na hun live tortgi, lagi trishna. Your body wants to be fed. And eventually as you grow up, everything's washing away from your mind of what you were here for. And now you have to rediscover that fact. So, chirankal eh de sanjariya, after a long time of countless janams, you finally came to the human life. And ahai sama, ab kallu ayo re, ek naam boho. Kal jog a gaya, hun Maharaj ji da naam bijo, edi phal prapat karo. That gain the profit from planting God's name in what? In this mind, and explaining to this mind that mantu jyot sroop hai, apna mool pashan. Recognize it's just God that's sitting inside of you. And that part of God we call Atma. Atma is part of Paramatma, the supreme soul which we call God. So, Hanji. Now, this slide I might have to skip, but chalo, I'll bear with you so you can understand the transmigration. How the soul goes and how it travels. air comes, touches, contacts water in the ocean, and that water turns to water vapor. I'm being very concise, very jisti tuhanu dassan lag gaya bala nahi about what this water cycle is, but it's an analogy, it's a metaphor. So ek pakh dekhida hunda jadon I give you an analogy. I know there's a lot of questions you can come up in your mind about this kind of analogy, but chalo, air comes into contact, blows against the ocean, takes up water vapor. That water vapor collects together. A cloud forms. The cloud goes up to a mountain and then eventually goes on to lands. And then rain comes, hail comes, snow comes. And then that snow will turn to water. That hail will turn to water. And the water that previously is water will try to follow gravity. Following gravity for what? To find that ocean again. It's restless. Water is restless. Whether it's in our body, it'll come out again, water. It's always trying to move away, trying to find gravity and saying, is this the ocean? Is this the peace that I'm looking for? It rolls down different places. Sometimes it comes into a lake. Evaporates again. Eventually, the fortunate water droplets that have left that ocean have now come back into that Sukh Sagar, that ocean. And now you can't separate them. Das nahi sakde. Oh, jadon boond vich ralgi, pata nahi lagde. If I say, take this water droplet, and I put it into that water, and I tell you to separate, you cannot. You cannot separate that water droplet. It's become one. Guys, dekho, the question comes up. Now, if I take this analogy and apply it to who we are, Atma, we're those water droplets. We're traveling life after life, tha after tha, kar after kar, body after body. Rolde firde hain. Now we're coming to a point, sukh nahi prapat hunda. We're not getting peace of mind. We're going different places, but not receiving peace of mind. Je atma ko sukh sukh nit lod ho, ta satgur saran pavijay. If you want peace, there's one ocean that you have to become one with, so there's no difference left. Puj balbir brahm sukh sagar. Brahm Paramatma is that ocean of peace that we have separated, and that's why we have no peace. Whether it's mind, body, and soul, we have no peace. We're striving for one thing, to find that peace. But dekho kinne sade ch baithe hai. How many will leave and start eating and then forget the same thing over and over again? Ohi trishna rahi. Sig, trying to get satisfied, they forget the same thing after they come to darbar. But kei verleya and kei ithe hai gaya, je gurmate pandiya, that have followed this path and now they're traveling so far ahead of us that jadon vi ek burki mooch jandi mool mantar. And jadon, while it's digesting, they keep reciting God's name. And then they thank God before they start eating. But manlo, their whole life has become gurbani. Their whole life is the word of what Guru Sahib is telling me and how do I live. Hanji. This picture, it's hard for you guys to see, but I want you to focus. It's a little illustration again for you guys to understand. Here's a chariot. On this chariot, there are five horses. And I know you can't see it. Chalo, maybe you can. On the horses, they have little necklaces. The first red horse has an eye. The next one has a nuck. The next one, wife, maaf karna, nuck, ear. And then there's one that's kind of covered up. And the last one is a tongue. These horses are pushing and tugging in their own directions. And then there's this mind that's on the steering wheel, holding on. The mind tries to control these five. The mind says that, nee, mere vas ch aa jaange. And taking the back seat, who's telling him, this is what you should do, is the soul. Mind doesn't care. He says, I can drive these. But look, if you pay attention to this drawing even closer, where are they headed? They're headed for a cliff. And that chariot is going to take those same horses. They'll separate. And that mind, ovi thalle jauga, taking that soul. And the soul will have to find a new chariot now. Atma ni mardi. Our body dies. Body, everything that we call ourselves, we're going to die. It's all that bodies. It's the body's rules that it lives by. It has to be born. It has to die. It has to eat. It has to go to the washroom. This is the body's rules that it runs by. Maharaj is saying that don't let it go wild. Nanu, Naktu, Sravnu, Raspat, Indri kehe na mana. Pagat Kabir ji kehnde hai, Nanu, eyes, Naktu, nose, Sravnu, the ears, Raspat, tongue, and all your other sensory organs. Indri kehe na mana. They're not listening to you. Why aren't they listening to you? Because you've chosen your mind to follow those five kaam krodh, lobh moh ankar. They have mouths on them and you're feeding them instead of your soul. You're feeding them instead of your soul. Those five have a mouth on them. And if kaam says, look at the opposite gender, your eyes look. And look at the color that this artist depicts the horse as red. As evil and red in ancient times has always been the color of lust. So anyways, Nanu, Naktu, Sravnu, Raspat, Indri, Kehna, Mana. What does Bhagat Kabir ji say now? He says, Baba, ab na basao eh gaon. This village full of organs, sensory organs. This body that I'm calling this village, I can't reside here any longer. I can't sit in this body any longer. I'm losing. Panch bikhadi ek gariba. Marji, these five are bali and ek gariba. I'm this one poor being. How am I supposed to fight them? Tavo dasa nek prem prabhkarne. Panch sadave dut kavan bid marne. Tikhan ban chalai naam prabhdhyayye. Because of you wanting love, you're going around in this world trying to satisfy that Trishna. But Maharaji says that, look, these five are controlling you, and if you want to destroy them, tikhan ban. Ban means arrow. Destroy them with the arrow of what? Meditation and tyao paramatma da no. Hanji. So I was going to bring up a sakhi of Bhai Mani Singh. I was going to tell the full sakhi, but I'm going to shorten it for you guys. And then bas samapti hai phir. And I know you guys have been sitting very long. And das khima da jachak if I am taking over time. But I can't see the time from here. So otherwise, chalo. Tan Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj. Our dasam pita, our 10th master, if anybody sitting here doesn't know. The one that the men have chosen, Parn Karta Marji Twarda Sisa too. And Marji has given us his form, and the Bibi have taken the form of Mata Sahib Kaur, our mother. And when Guru Marji traveled the path from Anandpur Sahib all the way to Damdama Sahib, people, guys, I know is Janam Devich, all the kids that go through school, we're always constantly bombarded with one thing. We know all the holidays of Jesus. And then we're told this is the greatest story ever told. But the people that say this, they're confused. You haven't heard the story from Anandpur Sahib. From Anandpur Sahib to Damdama Sahib of the travel that Guru Gobind Singh Ji Sahib. We call him Kalgiyan Wale. We had lots of names for Maharaji. Kalgiyan Wale. And in Patna Sahib, Bala Pritam. And now Maharaji goes from Anandpur Sahib to Damdama Sahib and he becomes known as Sarban Sadani. He says, I'll give up. He sacrificed a family. It's not like he handed it out like this. That family chose, understood this is a gift of sacrifice. And what better way to pass away than in front of your father's eyes who brought you into this world? So he can see that your whole life you've dedicated to him. Jis pyare se unne ho, tis aage mar chaliye. The one you love, let us die before him. Chalo Maharaj ji, aap is amar. Maharaj ji will always be here. Naam reho, sadhu reho, reho Gur Gobind, and so will Tan Sri Guru Granth Sahib ji and the word of Gurbani and our Supreme Paramatma that we remember by saying, Aad such jugaad, such happy, such nanak ho sipi, such. But kyan da paav hega, prem ande man de vich paida karna pendi hai. And then that prem is going to call out to Paramatma and say that, give me Gurbani Updesh. And now Pai Mani Singh, who's sitting to the left of Guru Gobind Singh Ji on this Pavitra Tarti known as Sri Damdama Sahib, where Maharaj Ji came and opened his Kamar Kassa. Maharaj Ji's Chola is there too for those that have done darshan of that Pavitra Tarti at Pai Dalla Singh's house. And has blood stained on there too. Chalo, I don't want to go away from the Visha and I'm closing up pretty quickly. Pai Mani Singh sits there and writes this Allahi Bani, this Pavitra Bani that's come down for a sari manukhali. So it reminds that manmukh to tu gurmukh banja. Follow the Guru, because one tenu, he'll hold your hand and take you back towards him. Appa nirbala sade kole koi jor ni. Maa ji, tode hath ch sab basa, tode hath vich chabi hai. That controls this whole world and you can pull us back. So, Kanda Pavega, Pai Mani Singh was the one who would hear that Gurbani come and write it down with that Pavitra Kalam and that Pavitra Hat. Now, Pai Mani Singh, after Guru Maharaj Ji, Jyoti Jyot Samage Sintan Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, this is after that time, everybody would turn to Pai Mani Singh. Nasdeek rende si Guru Sahib de. If they needed opinion, koi gurmata karna hunda si, Tan Sri Guru Gobind Singh de Gur Sikh Pai Mani Singh kole jande si. Ek paase Baba Deep Singh would sit at Damdama Sahib and make char utare of Tan Sri Guru Granth Sahib ji. And now Pai Mani Singh would sit as the head granthi at Sri Amritsar Sahib, Sri Darbar Sahib, where jithe aap gurbani padde, padonde, and then Dujanu Arth Sikhonde, Pai Mani Singh. And there is a governor named Zakriya Khan Papi. And this Zakriya Khan saw that these Gursikhs are scattered and I've tried to reduce their numbers. They've been scattered so far up into the mountains, but they still keep fighting. And they ride horses like they're an ang of it. They're a limb of that horse. And they live on that horse and ki pada kadon sonde hai. These Gursikhs, main unna da naam nishan mukona mangde, that I want to take him off this earth. Zakriya Khan da a goal si. That was the goal of Zakriya Khan, to get rid of the Gursikhs. So anyways, Gursikha ne rai kiti, de jod mela pai paro, jine Guru Amar Das ji nu dasya si, jod mela pa shuru kariye, Vaisakhi Divas te. And that jod mela has been atal ever since then. Vaisakhi nu, everybody collects together, duro nereo, everybody gets together, jaan pishan aa jandi hai, kere Gursikh pai hai, kitho de hai. And je koi rai karne ho de, panth utthe baith ke, sare panth nu collect karke, rai kar de. So anyways, Vaisakhi and Bandi Shor Divas, two diyaade, that Gursikhs would come to Sri Amritsar Sahib. And now they want to collect that congregation together. So Pai Mani Singh tells the governor that, look, we're going to collect Gur Sangat here. And now Zakriya Khan objects and he says that if you want to do this, some Vidwan say that pay, he has to ask Pai Mani Singh, pay 5,000 rupees or 10,000, some say. Regardless, it was a huge amount of money for back then. And chalo Gur Sikha ne rai kiti, they said that, what's that money? worth, if we can get all that Sangat together, and they all Nand Maan Sakde Hai on this Pavitr Tarti known as Sri Darbar Sahib. So now, there's this one Chor Papi Lakhpat Rai that goes to Zakaria Khan. He says, what better opportunity? You collect the money, and then you get rid of them too. When they collect, you start killing them. Some Gursikhs started arriving early, and unna nu shaheed kita gaya. They were martyred. And Baba Mani Singh starts sending out notices to everybody that this is a trap. They're going to try to destroy us. Don't come. Now, when this message goes out, there's no money in the hands of Zakaria Khan. And Zakaria Khan sends some of his soldiers to go approach Baba Mani Singh. And they come to Baba Mani Singh. And they ask for that money. Baba Mani Singh says that that money you asked for in return to collect Sangat here, and now the Sangat hasn't collected here. Why are you supposed to get that money? So they arrest Baba Mani Singh. They arrest Baba Mani Singh. They imprison him in Lahore. And now, Pesh Kita Gaya in a court, they accuse him. They accuse him that you haven't given us the money. And then on top of it, their famous saying of saying, Islam or Maut. Accept Islam or Maut. And Baba Mani Singh says that, I don't care if it's this life or the next or the next or the next. I'll never dolunga, main kade nahi dolunga, sikhi sidik par pak rahunga, main kade nahi Islam taran karunga. He said, I'll never accept Islam. And then Zakaria Khan named out the penalty that cut him from every joint. All he go, Ithe Sarbat Sangat, they know the Sakhi. And they've seen the picture. Well, anyways, in Lakha Chonk, in this one chonk, where Zakaria Khan says, Othe Shahid Banao, that it becomes entertainment for all the village Nawasis around Lahore. They call, they send out the message that we've captured a dear Gursikh of Guru Gobind Singh Ji, and he's going to be martyred. And Baba Mani Singh now sits there in his kashara, and there's a butcher brings a machete knife to cut Baba Mani Singh from every joint. And there's a crowd. Women are crying, children are crying when they recognize Baba Mani Singh. And now they bring Baba Mani Singh, make him sit down. As they make him sit down, everybody looks at him, Haran Gidevich. Par muh te kheda. Pavitr mukhte unna de kheda. On his face, his happiness, anand. Because Maharaj said one thing at Sri Damdama Sahib. After he recited Gurbani and then translated Gurbani. And Baba Mani Singh said to Guru Gobind Singh Ji, Damdama Sahib, Maharaj chit nahi hun karda is duniya de vich rahiye. Te inna gyan baksh ke sade nu sanu aapde aap vich apeed kar lo. Maharaj says that you're an anand, right, Bhai Mani Singh? He says, yes. He says, chalo, tere anand vich koi bigan nahi peuga. There will be no obstacle in your bliss that you're feeling right now, even if your joints are cut to pieces. Karvat pala na karvat teri. That I'd rather be cut pieces into pieces. I can tolerate that, but I could never tolerate my Maharaj's back turning towards me. That's a Gursikhi Sava. I'll be cut to pieces. Main kade na mukh fera Parmatma to. That I never have to see his back. Turn away from where my Guru is facing. Baba Mani Ji. Baba Mani Singh now sits, and the butcher takes the knife. And when he's about to go down, he looks at the expression because he's seen a lot of blood spilled. He's seen a lot of people killed. And now he looks at Baba Mani Singh's face. Baitha dol, na mukh mar jaya. Baitha dol, straight, not flinching. And not one gesture on his face that he's going to flinch or pull his hand back. Even though the butcher is holding his arm. Now Baba Mani Singh, as he sits there and he says that ajeeb galla, I haven't seen anybody like you. Why are you in happiness when I'm going to cut you to pieces? Baba Mani Singh says something that I want to drive to the topic of today. He says, you think I'm a body? Do you think I'm a body? I'm not a body. And I don't live in that body. I live in Paramatma. Baba Mani Singh now sits and that butcher has that. He asks Baba Mani Singh a couple more questions. You're going to feel pain when I go down on you. Marji kendeya, hukm, likh, dukh, sukh paya. One earth of this, there's many earths, but you can take this. If you follow Marji's hukm of what's been written down, of what pain that you have to go through in your life, accept it as peace, sukh palo. That's one earth. There's many earths. Main dawa nahi karda. So anyways, Os Anasar, Baba Mani Singh sits, and now that knife comes down, but it starts cutting away at his finger. And Baba Mani Singh says to the butcher, do I have to teach you how to do your job? And he says, what did I do wrong? He says, you started at my finger joint. But the first joint starts at my fingertip. If the penalty is to cut me from every joint, then cut me at every joint. As he would cut, one Vidwan writes, that one butcher got so scared that he's in so much anand that he left that machete and he says, go get another butcher. I can't cut this saint alive. Baba Mani Singh felt no pain. Shahidi prabhat kiti. It might be six or seven. Seven of his own children were shaheeds. 10 of his grandsons would become shaheed. Aja parvari maaji ne rachya jide ch sari shahidi shahidi hai. Martyrdom upon martyrdom. But what is it, Baba Mani Singh a testament for? He's a testament for many things. But the one thing I want to drive to your attention is Baba Mani Singh is a testament that you can achieve getting to Paramatma. And then, Ajira Srira, whether it's shedding it, you'll shed it like a snake sheds its skin. It sheds its skin, it feels no pain. And that's how you'll shed this Srir Chola, this dress that we call this body, that we think we're this body, but when really, it's just mantu jot srupe apana mool pashan. So last thing that I want to point out to you. What's the problem in this joke? Dekho guys, Baba Bir Singh Narangabad bhi hoya. If you can't take the example of Baba Mani Singh, Baba Bir Singh, when an English regiment, Waheguru, an Englishman summoned a Sikh regiment to go attack on Baba Bir Singh, who hears now that Sikh regiment is coming to attack them, and they're coming with guns. What does he say? Baba Bir Singh Narangabad says, our brothers are coming to greet us. And khabardar, if you guys pick up your bullets, today raatnu prashada tayar karo. Our brothers are coming. And as those marched, that Sikh regiment under the English, they reached that destination and they opened fire. I'm making this story short. And they fill Baba Bir Singh, who sits in a chonkra, with more than 50 bullets. 50 bullets pierce through Baba Bir Singh. And when he sits, eyes closed, he sees that everybody is lying on the ground. And an Englishman comes up to him. And he says, he looks, why is he still sitting like this? I can clearly see the blood. I can clearly see those bullets that have pierced him. And when he moves closer and closer, Baba Bir Singh opens his eyes and slaps the Englishman. And he says that, what do you think, I'm a body? I've gone past that stage. And that Englishman, scared, falls back and crawls away, Haran. And those, that Sikh regiment, open fire on Baba Bir Singh, the other Gursikhs, their pulirsi, that went and followed an Englishman into that Gurukar. They go, and what do they see? In the langar hall, prashada is tayar for them. Langar is tayar for them. And they bow their head in shame and walk out of there. Sikh oh si jir sheed ho gaye si, because they remembered apo vich hi singa ande kade ni chagda ho sakda kyunki maa ji ne oh hi roop bakshya. And we can't fight amongst each other. And that's one beautiful thing about today. All of us that can get together and then listen and rejoice in our guruan di sakhiyan and our ithihas di sakhiyan. So the last thing that I'll mention is that as Maya goes stronger, how is it growing stronger? Jadon bhakti kati jandi hai. Bhakti kati jandi hai. Maya's grasp on us is growing stronger, and it's happening through whatever you want to call it, the internet, the television, technology boom. And this one picture that Edward Munch made, it was to show how the Industrial Revolution came and how that everybody is in so much pain and so unsure of how everything's changing around them that their scream cannot even be heard and nobody's even willing to hear their scream. Je apni birtha kaho avar pe ta aage apni birtha bohot kadasa. When you tell your pain to somebody else, what are they going to do? They're going to tell you their greater pain to lower your pain, say that I've gone through much worse. Je apni birtha kaho aur apne swami pe maa ji ki karange dukh tatkal katasa. Your pain will be cut away. Because unhe gyan bakhsh dena, tu hai gai mera ans. You're a part of me. And you think you're a body, and that's the pain that you're feeling in this life. Gurbani is a form of God, and then there's a form of God in us. What's the obstacle? A man. This mind is an obstacle because it's falling kaam, krodh, lo, muhankar. And onu hi apa jitan di koshish karna, man jite jag jeet. And kirpa karange maharaji, aap rahmat karange, onna ne jang jitna. But when you sit here, sangat vich, and jime tusi simran kita, uthe jang jodh shuru ho janda. By doing simran, e gyan khadga. Gyan khadg, it's a weapon in your hand that you're going to use to fight kaam, krodh, lo, muhankar. The true fight has always been against ourselves and our tendencies. Our tendencies have always been after kaam, krodh, lo, muhankar. You just haven't been able to decipher them. To achieve victory, you have to create change, to impose God's will and values to a self that has lost its way. It's self-realization. And when you self-realize, you'll see to see haigi paramatma di ans. While we believe that we cannot change, we will not change, and while we do not change, we will continue to be under the influence of Maya, fight, change, and grow. Inna kenda kimada jachaka, ameer beant gurbani minu aap pronounce karni hondi santhya ta hoi vini, arth ta dur di gal hogi. So, galtiyan neka taran di hogi hain. Bacha janke, I'm young in this religion, please. Kirpa karke maafi bakhsho. I ask for forgiveness from Tan Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji and Sat Sangat Ji. Dohne hath jawar ke fateh bula akh ji. Wahe Guru Ji ka khalsa. Wahe Guru Ji ki fateh.